It is also interesting for another reason, that is being on the boundary of a water system, the whole strategies to take care actively of the presence of the water, and particularly the different level risk of the water, are part of the strategy of the project. We should who's ever interested in to do the scacchiere on this one have to take into consideration that seems a very important part of the project, you know, the strategy to deal also with the different water systems, to deal with the water actually is a theme. I think that in the workshop that Gerdy you did with Gaetano, this idea of the water machines was important. Some of them participated to that workshop.
Ah,
okay. But anyway, just to know and keep in mind, if you run into that problem, that theme, this is a very good example, because it shows different techniques to use the water into the design. So it's not only a ground form, but also to engage a very dialectic relationship with the water. Keep in mind if you are interested in that. So we talked about, so far, we did a little bit of background on Miralles, about his a little bit about his biography, few points, but I think that were necessary to understand. Then we discussed about this issue of what does it mean really making architecture as ground, and in the first part, and so we saw the project about that. At least today we have to do at least the second part, otherwise we cannot fulfill our program. We are a little bit slow, but I think the time was necessary. Although I underline very much this kind of background aspect, Zadid and Le Corbusier, etc., to show from where his ideas were coming from. So we basically finish this part. May I have the list, please? Sorry, but I want to... I'd like to have a dialogue or a question with some of you, just even simple questions of things that are not clear to you, that we can just discuss shortly. Let's see if I can answer to whatever question. Pula, is that right, Pula, or is still in the break? Pula is in the break. And Truca. Truca, dove sei, Truca? Okay. Can you do any questions or any remarks, but also a question, something that you would like to talk, to have more clarified points, any points that you'd like to...
It's clear, right? But, so, in one project of...
yeah. About...
Yeah.
Yeah.
About this. So, for... I don't understand
exactly the design. Yeah.
What is
the
project?
This is basically the way to let's try to see if I can find it, okay? So we can see in 3D and then decide together to what.
So the function.
The function, it is yeah.
Near opening of the church, no?
Do you see where it is? It should be close. Where is it? I cannot find it. On the right? I don't see the project. Ah, eccolo, ecco, okay, he's here, okay, fine, I could not find. So I think this is, you have to understand that in Spain they are very good after Franco to develop that idea of public spaces, you know. Public spaces become a great issue in Spain, and they become a master, really, to create public spaces. I think also that idea of public spaces in some way is related to also to that idea of democracy, I think, a little bit, of sharing and things like that. So there is a big school that has been developed in Spain. They become really, really masters to do that. Well, what we can see, this is a very tiny, tiny situation. It's clear what he's doing, basically. You know, he's defining this as a kind of almost a court, you know, as a piazza. It becomes almost a piazza with these actions. Probably, what I may suppose, I may be wrong, but I suppose that under these canopies, some activities, like informal activity, like a small market, or small things like that, or like, I noticed, for example, something that really created me a big surprise, that in some of these public spaces in Spain, people just come with a speaker and they dance tango, for example, no? They appropriate the public space. So it's here, what we can understand, it is that clearly this space close to the church, they are defining a boundary, basically, you know? They are creating this boundary, making this boundary at the same time they give emphasis on the open space, you know? So the open space itself may become, a place where several actions can take place. Probably, you know, kids can play, or if there is a small concert can take place there. Things that are, sometimes they are related also to other public buildings, like churches, like that. So this is, basically, I can feel that this was basically a leftover space with no much sense. With this little economical and simple action, that space transforms itself, you know, transforms in itself because it had not only a function, but also, we may say, an aesthetic value and also a spatial value. This is what I can understand from it. So looking at it, it is rather clear, I think. This is what I can understand. And if some of you can be interested, can study more. Diana, Koska, you are arrived. Do you have any questions, something that you want to question or discuss, or something that you were curious about in the thing that you have seen? Yeah. Usual building.
Usual building, I mean buildings with maximum two or three floors.
No. I decided to I make a selection Miraglia Centaglia Blue. We are going also to see real building in a way. It's not only open spaces like this. Particularly, we will spend a lot of time in what I consider the masterpiece of Miraglia Centaglia Blue, that is the Mercato Santa Caterina. In that case, there is a four floors of a housing park, for just to give an example. So we are not only see open space type of things, we are also see, let's say, real building. But also there is a big strength that is a common thread in Miraglies and Tagliabue, that is all the projects in some way deal with a different topic, but in different situations. You know, in some cases it's just almost nothing, like in this case. In other cases, there is some building substance, like in the museum or the cemetery. Other ones are real building, but the issues in some way are similar. I think this is an interesting thing about it. Okay. Just another one, and then we go on. Pula arrived. No? I think this is something that we should check, Gabby. No, this is not allowed. If you are in this class, first thing is to be present. If I create a break, the break is not done. It's great to have the time of the people to rest and then to go again and not to escape. So I think that should be double checked. Yeah, it has to be double-checked, absolutely. Otherwise, you are not kidding. We are in a professional school. We are not kidding here. Okay, good. Okay, let's go to the second chapter. The second chapter is the filamentous, okay? And while the previous projects are projects done together with Carne Pinos, in this case Benedetta Tagliabue arrived. Benedetta Tagliabue is an Italian architect that started to work at with Miralles and already in 1993, I think, they incorporated as a new studio. I came with this idea of the filamentous because it seems a very specific technique that he used, you know, this kind of threads. He used this kind of threads that is a kind of a technique in which the idea of architecture as ground, in a way, take a specific emphasis. This idea of the filamentous, it seems something like a poetic, I don't know how to say, yeah, kind of, it's an attitude almost a poetic that he does. And look at this drawing. This is a really conceptual drawing, and it is amazing because this drawing, it is actually of one of the largest It's one of the largest buildings that Miralles and Tagliabue did. We don't look at it in too many details because otherwise we get lost. I picked other buildings because I think they are most effective. But this, just to know, it is the Parliament of Edinburgh in Scotland. They won the competition for the Parliament of Scotland, which has a lot of implication, of course, because you know that Scotland also has a strong sense of presence different from that one of Britain. There is that strength of in a way of independence, etc. So to be able to complete this large work is an incredible achievement of Benedetta, because they won the competition together, and then Enrique Miralles died, and so this building, it is an incredible achievement of the studio to be able to finish it. We are not going, as I told you, to speak in detail about that, but and I don't think will be the subject of any scacchiera, but just to know, this is a very, 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 very large and important building, and so just to show what we are talking about, again talking about buildings also. All right. Now let me go back. Okay. But look at this drawing. Looking from this drawing, I had the idea of this idea of the filamentous. The filamentous as a kind of technique, you know? And this again is a kind of, how can I say, is a programmatic drawing, is a conceptual drawing. They are telling that the parliament that is divided in different sections, the parliament itself and the other areas for office, etc., in some way are linked to the territory, no? This shows that it's linked. And it is like a plant, a tree, or a flower. They take its strength by this filamentous, no? And so it's not only architecture as ground. Miralles start to develop its originality here. It's not only that idea that is germinated from Adid, it starts to have its own particular way. So I think this drawing is the drawing that gave me this idea, this technique of the filamentous. And this idea, incredibly, we will see as we go on for how many other effects it brings. Yanni, so you can do that work, because that is something that we have to do. Okay, this is the project. So once you understand that this it has this idea of filamentous, you start to see they've done three or four large open space landscape projects. In Barcelona they did two. They did one just at the beginning, and then they did this one that is the Parco Diagonal del Mar. And look how the this idea of the filamentous becomes also 3D. You know, it's kind of that everything that is related to the landscape architecture, because this is not the landscape as you may think, as a technique of the greenery. It's not a greenery technique. It's a greenery of space. It's an understanding of space making. You know, so it belongs completely to architecture. And so here there are several ideas that are combined. First of all is really this idea that the kind of the again, look at the drawing. The drawing again at the beginning is done with no difference in drawing between what is contour line, what is building, what is vegetation, and what are particularly these filamentous structures that create different events. You know, it's a mean to have different events in the space. You know, and kind of. Again, as the same issues that we saw in the canopy, but completely transformed. It is clearly that there is a non finito. It's a process. Things can grow, can modify. It's not said that the shape has to be exactly that. Can be different, you know. We can adapt the design, and the design remain basically, its strengths remain the same. The strengths are not the specific shape. The strengths become because of the system that you are using, you know, and the series of ideas that are embodied. So really, this idea of the filamentous here, it seems these structures are structures that from one side, let's say, create an energy in the space. On the other side, this filament is related the actual built space with the natural aspect, and the natural aspect here are again contour line, greens, and particularly the lakes, because there are several lakes here. This Parco Diagonal is quite close to the sea, very close to the sea, and in some way the lakes anticipate the presence of the sea. And of course, these structures can allow different things to happen. So they can allow water, for example, to be nebulized. They can allow lights. From one to the other, you can put some wires or some canopies so they can create shapes. So you have to imagine these structures as something that acts as a multifunctional thing. The multifunctional is a key issue when you deal of contemporary spaces today. So there is a cultural, let's say, artistic value. There is the possibility to conceptually interrelate the objects to the landscape and to the landscape, and also they can be supporting of some functional things that can be of different nature, all with one action, all with an action. So I think that this idea of the filamentous is a kind of a subset of thinking of Miralles that was used a lot, and what you will discover, and that what will be one of the aspect of this lecturing series that I want to do, you will see all this thing converging in his masterpiece that we are going to see tomorrow. So you cannot really understand his masterpiece, that is the Santa Caterina, without all these elements, and in some way come again. Miralles said one thing very interesting. He said that he moved idea from one project to the other, So like if the ideas are navigated from one project to the other. And so in some way there are the evolution of certain ideas that move along. And that is for an architect something that makes more sense, you know. In some ways, also a painter was like that. Not that each painting is a new world, you know. A painting is the continuation of a theme that you already have done in years, you know. So it's always a working along certain themes, you know, certain way to approach architecture. So here, for example, we see again the same filamentous technique used in this this is in Japan. It's almost, how is this called? Meditation pavilion in Japan. Japan have all this, very peculiar spiritual relationship with the nature. Evidently, the program asked to have this meditation pavilion in contact with nature in this specific place that I think has a specific nature. And again, he solved with that tool that is his particular one. It belongs really to his technique, his poetic, and his things. But really, the first drawing, that one done for the Parliament, shows very clearly. This is one case in which you clearly see the filamentous in a very, you see here, like the filamentous is multifunctional, no? In this case, can support the light, but imagine for today, they can support Wi-Fi, they can antenna, they can support recharger, they can support Alexa, artificial intelligence speaking, etc. They are multifunctional objects, no? They are things that do lots of things together. And this Athens City, again, is a project that is rather interesting to study the relationship with water. I'm expecting to go to the website. Athens City, Miralles de Bue. Okay, here it is. It is interesting, this Hafen City, because it is in Hamburg, and it's a large, I put just that aspect, but it is a large project in which they deal with they did with a different level of risk of water. So Hamburg made an incredible project that is exactly the Hafen City, in which the old port was taken away, and at the side, instead of the old port, has been done a real development. Here you see, it's not only the development; there is also all this park that Miralles did. And what is particularly interesting, there is not only what we saw before in the diagonal project, is the first one of the filamentous form. Here there is also a very interesting study of the different level of risk of inundation of the water. So, again, for people that wants to deal with water, water risk, etc., this Hafen City is a very interesting project to study. For us, we only did, as an example of the multifunctional, the multifunctional filamentous, where I am. Here I am. Okay. And now let's talk about the real architecture as the person talked. I prefer to talk about this project instead to the large parliament, because here is so clear this idea, how, let's say, the filamentous transforms itself in real architecture, actually almost in structure, you know, almost become the structure of the building. The building, it is a library in a medium-sized city that is called Palafols, in Palafols, and look again the model, you know. Look at the model, how the model is done exactly to support what we are talking. Okay? So, the relationship of ground and architecture, how architecture can belong to that feeling of ground, is not always possible to have a site like that one of the cemetery or others. In other case, is a more, let's say, a flat or not particularly rich from an orography point of view site. In this particular case, basically it creates its own relationship with the ground with these techniques of the filamentous. And what are they? Basically they are walls, and the walls create kind of protected outside area for the different reading part, but also they can be retaining wall. So they can help, grazie mille, they can help the wall, the heart to be there, and at the same time they belong to the same form-making structure of the beams, of the structure. So it's all one gesture that in some way interrelate ground, forces, design, even construction in a very strong way. So if you look at the models, they have really that so strong conceptual force, you know, are conceptually really so strong that they can be seen as a piece for art per se, no? They have that strong, very strong and very clear and convincing aesthetic. And here there is the plan, because the plan, of course, is interesting to understand how these things are transformed, you know, in real architecture. So this is a library. So the majority of the spaces are spaces where there is tables to read and shelves for the book, and then a little room for a little lectures or things like that, a very simple project. And this is a very interesting sign, I think, this kind of greenery that breaks that kind of rules only like that, you know. This is very interesting, that, like, you have a counter movement on the drawing on the greenery. Then you see these elements, I don't know if these elements actually are a memory of the other project, you know, the project of the cannabis. It seems so, if you look like that, no? Anyway, here it is, and then this after the death of Miralles, this library was called Eric Miralles Library, so was dedicated to him. When was possible, I always put some Google map, you know, in order to have an actual feeling. Often, the real size is not so romantic as you may imagine, you know. You see the banality of life in a way, you know, the banality of a car, the banality of little row houses, etc. But you see also the strength of the project that wants to try to build these particular things, and we can probably see it. I don't know. Probably here it does not want. No. We have to see it from the street. Who knows how it looks from the street? From this street, probably we can have a feeling of it. Not this guy. Should be down there. No, here it is. Okay. So it's a small building at the end, no? It's a building that all of you can do in some occasion, you know, because it's a small building. It's not the Parliament of Scotland. That's why I created that section of the section small teaches, you know, because even in small things, actually, learn some lessons are interesting. From small things can be used in a way, in a simpler way. And of course, one of the interests of all this system is that you have light from the top. So the light from the top creates a kind of a magic in the space. As you know, the light on the top is always a good thing to try to have. When it's possible, the light on the top, because it creates its own specific effect. Okay. So this is about the filamentous. So we talk about the filamentous. I found this one of his favorite artists, Robert Smithson. Of course, I have no proof that Miralles has seen particularly this one, but it seems to me interesting, and to keep this technique in mind, I think it is good, and probably within this category, some of you will be interested to work, some group of yours can be interested to work on this particular technique. All right. So we finish with this other We finish with this other topic. We can go 5 minutes after five or 10 minutes after five, or is it a drama?
No,
few minutes, not too much, 5 to 10 minutes, okay, so I don't have the anxiety to, but not too much, 10 minutes or so. At a certain moment I had a very bright idea in my life, and I had this idea going in these places. Well, this is New Mexico. By the way, this little guy over here, that you see probably, you see? There is a guy in meditation over there, but that is just—it's not so important. But I was confronted with this landscape, and okay, the landscape is strong, is emotional, whatever you want. Okay, then I was confronted with this idea, with this thing, and I saw again the mountains, and then I saw this wall, and I took this picture by purpose, like that. And then I said, okay, but what about we think that the wall in reality is a section? In this case, we know this is a wall, right? But on the other side, it is clearly that from an orographic history, that becomes because it was a crack. So that crack means a section. That was carried because of a series of events concerning with geology. So it's clearly that this is a section. And at the same time, it's a wall. So what about I start to think of a wall not as a piling of elements, but what about I start to think of a wall as a section? In reality, the wall is a section, at least from an orographic nature. In nature, there are no walls, there are sections. Correct? Correct or no?
Correct.
Correct. So, in nature, there are things that we may call walls, but in reality, there are sections, because the material breaks, and creates a section. So, this was is a picture that I done exactly to show that idea. The idea that we may interpret the wall as a section. And if we go on, and then I start to go on with that idea, and then I start to do things like that, of course. And then I start to look at the actual walls like this. And if you start to look at the wall like this, you see something that is applied to that idea, because it is the layering of the different phases, of the different geological phases, you know, because when you cut a wall in nature, of course there is different geological phases. And in some walls, you see that. So you can see that, you see this piece of wall as it is as a section, and as it is a layering of different, let's say, geological phases. Does it make sense? I don't know. Let's see if this idea will bring to anywhere or not. But it's a different way to think of the wall, right? If you think of this wall, clearly they have no idea about that. Nobody used that idea to make this wall, right? Instead, our Henrik, we never talked about this issue, but it seems to have I don't know if he thinks in the same way that I did, but he did certain words in the walls that really means this. You know, that really seems almost that he thought of the walls as sections. And so this is a way to look at his work and start to questioning if he was aware or not, if that was an explicit action, but he was... is surely present in his architecture. So I picked one project in which that is evident, and some details here and there to go with that idea of the wall as a section. I hope everybody understands that this is relevant. It is very relevant. Because it becomes a way for you to think, a way for you to design, and a way for you to interpret. So it's extremely relevant. This is a little project in Bomeo Island. I had no idea where Bomeo Island is. Then I discovered that it's in somewhere close to Thailand, very far away. It's a little island over there. And I was really interested in looking at this project of course it's interesting, especially the arousing, etc., even the masses, the things are interesting. But then I was really interested how he worked on the wall, and the fact particularly that he made a lot of studies and a lot of drawing that seemed to go along that idea, you know, that the wall is a place in which events happen, events that in some way they show, in some way like a kind of, how can I say, a potential history, a potential complexity that does not come if you think of a wall as a surface, but it comes if you think of the wall as a section, like an orographic section. You understand orographia? Orography is in English. Is the study of the difference of height in the landscape. Is that orography? Is that, this is a flat orography, this is a very, very complex orography. Orography is the study of the complexity of the land, let's say. So you understand that there is a kind of thinking. I create this category. I create the category landform. I create the category filamentous. I create the category of wall as a section. But in some way they are interrelated. One goes to the other and goes to the other. They are not three completely different things. They are three ways to see a similar things. So you want to do the wall as a section because you belong to the architecture as a ground. And you want to do filamentous because you think of the architecture as a ground. Le Corbusier is not interested in filamentous architecture. So it's consistent. There is a consistency, but I have to break up the box to show you the complexity of the thinking. So, here again, look at this drawing. Look at this drawing. The kind of obsession to go in study think that there is a value, must be a value in that surface, and in this project that basically has all these limitations, etc., probably the place in which you can create richness and that kind of belonging, the architecture belongs to the ground in some way, not in the way that the other do, but they belong in this way of the section. In the same way that the Grand Canyon, in a way, is a section and belongs to the ground making in the fact that it has a crack, you know? So I think this little project is interesting on that. And this becomes often, in several cases, when he has to do a wall, he uses that kind of idea, you know? The idea that the wall is a place by itself, that is a place that reveals a kind of layering of things, so it's not a flat surface, it's a place of layering of things, a layering of events that coexist the one with the other, and they tell together all the story. And then they do a masterpiece on that idea, and this is completely only the work of Benedetta Tagliabue. What they do Shanghai World Fair of 2010. Shanghai World Fair 2010 is a huge fair, a world fair, no? So all the nations have a pavilion. Each pavilion can cost 10 million euro. The rich places even more. The last one was in Milan. Or they've done another one after Milan. Milan is the last one, right? Okay, so this is Shanghai. That means it is Shanghai 2012. Must be 2012, I think, because Milan was... But anyway, it doesn't matter. Anyway, this this pavilion won the prize for best pavilion in Shanghai. So it means that had an incredible acclaim, you know, incredible acclaim. It was, you know, so Spain wanted that, won that prize for the best pavilion in Shanghai, where there was United States, where there was France, China, even to China they won. And what I think I want to underline here, this was done, the project was done in 2010, Enrico already died 10 years before. So is a kind of a continuation of the strength of the idea of Henrik through Benedetta and through this kind of teamwork that was the studio, and in some way the idea continues to generate, continues to change also, and but there is the kind of common thread, you know, the kind of common thinking. So in this particular case, this pavilion that you see, it is rather large. Here, create a series of let's say public spaces with some niches. Basically, they are opening, like in this case, to the most let's call street here, and then they create the most technical and real spaces for meeting, these things that are in the pavilion in the last part. What is this, this very particular thing? So the pavilion is efficient, is interesting, it plays also with this idea to move the boundaries, not move the boundaries in and out, and in some case create a large opening. But the great idea, of course, is this idea to use the wall as a place of things that happening. So in the wall happening things, and in this particular case, what they invented is fantastic. Basically, there is the whole structure beyond clearly, and then they created with the same technique of the baskets, they created these panels, and these panels are kind of almost freely overlapping to each other. The technique of overlap, you remember that we saw in the first canopy, you know? Things that are not like that. Things are overlap. So this overlapping create chiaroscuro, create the vibration, and so this natural material used there, and actually has been done by a local Chinese person, create this very, very interesting and very emotionally linkage also, because it's almost, I think one of the reasons that it won, he created an almost automatical linkage between something that's Chinese and something that is Spanish and something that is worldwide, you know. So this is not a symbol of Spain, what you may imagine Spain. It's not a torero with something like that. It's not a Chinese pagoda, no. It is something that merge, you know, merge everything. And so people can recognize itself. And it's very interesting and very challenging and very difficult. Imagine just Spain that gives have the courage to build this pavilion. You know, imagine how peculiar it's all. It's a very daring act. It's an extremely daring act. It's not something that you imagine. And also, imagine a politician, the stupid politician of Spain, saying, how does it represent Spain? Does it represent Spain? Does it have an identity of Spain? No, imagine those stupid questions. You know, imagine. Instead, The real idea is that you build, you know, the history of your culture, and you build the history of your culture each time you rebuild and you recreate that. So for us, this is Spain, you know. But it's not the Spain that we imagine, it's not Goya. But Goya invented Spain at this time. So each time you reinvent, you recreate. I think this is a great lesson. We'll go back on that. Picasso, when he did the Guernica, he reinvented Spain. So here is not the issue at all that we like or we don't like, we belong or we don't belong. We have to understand the themes of an architect. So at this moment, after 10 years after his death, you can see several issues combined and transformed, you know, combined and transformed. So this pavilion is a great achievement, and I think going with this idea, it probably would be interesting to discuss, you know, with them, to think if this suggestion of mine are interested for them or not. This is a critical interpretation that I put on that. But it's clear that for Miralles and Tagliabue, the wall is a place of thinking, a real thinking, and goes with, I may say that it's a good way to think about that, is to think of the wall as a section instead of a surface. Okay? I think that I'm fine. I took only 4 minutes after five. So we'll see tomorrow in time, please, because otherwise we will be hanging with people that are late. At what time do we see?
At nine.
So I will be here 9 sharp. I will be 5 minutes before 9. Please be here 5 minutes before 9, so we can start the shark. It's a long day. We have a lot of things to cover.
Should they bring materials tomorrow with them?
No, it's not needed. No, the material will be on Sunday. Well, so we spend the day...
Material normal, scrapbook textbook, forex, carton passport.
Yeah. Basically, it's a good idea to have a mixture of material, out of which we can do that exercise that is a great model. For the waste in the commercial center, I know by experience, in the commercial center close by, even Saturday afternoon, there is a shop that you can go and buy something. But it's better to find before. Okay? Bene, benissimo. Grazie, grazie ragazzi, grazie. Grazie dell'attenzione.